Welcome to Always Be Closing Thursday Thunder Talk Show. This podcast is designed for financial advisors and agency leaders to level up their skills through proper mindsetting so they can help more Filipino families. With over 20 years of experience, Coach Ron C., Coach Jeff Luspo, and Professor Cy De La Torre specializes in closing techniques, tax strategies, and tax compliance. If you want to become a master closer, then this show is for you.
Fantastic. All right.
So we have a very interesting topic for tonight. Kasi ang topic natin for tonight is, can money really buy happiness?
Yan. Oh, that's the proverbial question ever since, no? Parang bata pa lang tayo, naririnig na natin yan, di ba? Especially sa mga negosyante. Yeah. Sa mga entrepreneurs, sa mga professional. Naalala ko, at one point, tarinig ko rin sa tatay ko yun.
That's right. Yeah. Diba? Mayroong mga nagsasabi na money can't buy happiness. Diba? Pero bakit ba? Doon muna tayo sa side na money cannot buy happiness. Bakit ba mayroong ibang mga Filipinos na yun ang mindset nila na, hey, money cannot buy happiness, etc., etc. Ano ba ang take niyo dyan, Coach Ron, tsaka Professor Cy?
Okay. Sige, Coach Ron. Ikaw muna. Okay. Tuloy natin yung binanggit mo kanina. Sige, may nabanggit ka kasi kanina yung sinabi ng brother mo. Eh. And we're very curious about it. Yeah. Sige nga, Coach Ron.
Okay. Kasi, you know what? Yun nga, no, about money. One of the sabihin na natin, really good books to read about money is really the Bible, no?
Yeah.
Yan. And in money talks about money, and you know, the Bible also talks about how ano ba yung value ng money, ano ba yung dapat purpose ng money, tama ba? Pero hindi naman yun ang reason bakit tayo nandito, no? Kasi I think the best pwede makipag-usap tungkol dyan, yung purpose of money really is yung kapatid natin sa Victory, Coach, si Randel Chongson.
Shout out to Coach Randel Chongson.
Yeah, I heard him talk about that, you know. Hopefully we get to invite him here as well. No, pero ito, Coach, no. I think one of my yung brother ko kasi shinare niya sa akin. Sabi niya, you know what, ano, where your money goes, that's where your heart is. And that really made me think, 'di ba? Teka, saan ba napupunta yung pera ko?
Yun.
Sabihin, kung saan napupunta yung pera mo, yun malamang yun yung nilalaman ng puso mo. Yun ang priority mo ngayon.
Okay.
So it's really not really a statement, but it's really more of a question. You have to ask yourself, 'di ba? Teka, saan ba napupunta yung pera ko? 'Di ba? Kasi Coach, for example, just imagine kung lahat ng pera mo napupunta sa casino. Diba? So anyway, it speaks what kind of character we have, tama ba? Okay. Pero you know, going back, no, Coach, no, bakit muna palagay natin na money cannot buy happiness? Yan, ako ang take ko dyan, Coaches, is that siguro alam niyo yung Pilipino kasi pag sinabi kasing money cannot buy happiness, minsan ang pinag-uugatan niyan yung kasabihan na hindi mo naman madadala yan sa hukay.
Ayun. Mm. Okay.
Yes.
Tama ba?
Mm-hmm.
Na yung tipong sabihin nila, yan yung pampalubag loob nila kasi wala silang pera.
Yun ang kanilang parang caution, just excuse or justification kung bakit they would say na, hindi mo naman madadala yung pera sa hukay eh.
Right. So parang yun yung it becomes a justification. So, feeling ko, yung mga nagsasabi ng ganun, they're not really, it's not because they don't have money. It's because they're really, by nature, they're already miserable.
They're just finding some excuse to justify their situation.
Kasi I'm sure for meron naman time na meron silang pera eh.
Yeah.
Diba? Pero kahit may pera sila, diba, sabi nga nila, diba, money magnifies us.
That's the word, yeah.
No, kung medyo greedy ka, kahit nung wala kang pera, you will be doubly greedy if you have money.
Right.
Tama ba?
Tama. Kung generous ka, katulad ni Coach Ron, pag marami kang pera, mas lalo ka pa magiging generous na, Coach Jeff.
Yep.
Diba? Kasi, it all boils down to money behavior din. Tama si Coach Ron doon, guys. Nung binanggit niya na, why are there some people who would say that money can't buy happiness? Ako ang tanong ko nga doon, Coach Jeff, how do you define happiness muna ba? Kasi if you're saying that money can't buy happiness, in the first place, ano ba yung happiness for you? Diba? Kasi kung hindi mo alam yung definition ng happiness, pwedeng tama ka nga siguro. Kasi diba, we've seen a lot of successful people that they would always say na, you know, it's lonely at the top. I have this, mm-hmm. but I'm not happy. Bakit kaya? Yeah. Diba? I mean, people would trade their places sa'yo. Diba, mga sikat na artista, mm-hmm. sikat na mga politiko, mga sikat na celebrity, mga negosyante, diba? We would love to trade places with them kasi to experience their life or their lives. But they would always say na, you know, hindi ako masaya. Bakit kaya? Ano ba yung definition ng happiness? I think that's the bigger question here, eh. Diba? When we say, oh, kasi personally, when I say happiness, three things, guys. Three things. Ako ang benchmark ko ng happiness. Number one, I don't want to sound spiritual, but yun talaga yung personality ko, faith. Diba? If I'm satisfied with what I'm doing, I'm happy. Diba? By simple prayer. Number two, family. The very reason I work hard because of my wife and my kids. And of course, number three, friends. Para you can also share your blessings with them, eh. Right. Diba? So, sa akin, kung ma-achieve ko yung tatlo na yun, happy ako. Ang tanong lang is, how would I be able to achieve that? Diba? Kung meron akong pera, mas lalo makakatulong. Kung wala naman akong pera, pwede ka pa rin naman, diba? Yung bistahin mo lang siguro yung kaibigan mo. That in itself would already create happiness, diba? Hindi naman kailangan pa nakita kayo ng kaibigan mo siguro. Yeah. Kailangan laging may pera. Pero syempre, to help. Para may pang merienda. Right. Sa akin, ha, yun yung ano ko doon. Ngayon yung sinasabi na money can't buy you happiness, simply siguro because they feel empty dahil parang masyadong superficial. Tama ba?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yung
yeah.
na...
O walang satisfaction.
Yun. Mm-hmm. Walang satisfaction mm-hmm. because of what? Greed. Diba?
Yeah.
Yung bang, ano ba, nabili mo to?
Yeah. I already have, pero I wanted more.
Ako yan. Oo. Mm-hmm. Para yun ang mahirap na ano doon. Ano? Mahirap na concern. Yung sa akin yun eh. You define first what is happiness for you. Talagang malalaman mo nga na ano kasi pwedeng marami kong pera but I don't have time. I have no more time to pray. Di ba, may mga ganun tao eh. Nasasabi nila, no, I'm so busy. I don't have time to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
Yan. Or, I'm so busy. Di ba, Steve Jobs. Sa mga last words siya, parang yun ang mga regret niya. Eh, no? Sinasabi niya lagi na wala siyang time sa anak niya, sa asawa niya. Jack Ma. Sinasabi rin niya, successful si Jack Ma. But ang regret niya, sabi niya, I don't have time for my family. So, would you consider them happy? Sinasabi niya, parang hindi. But they achieve so much. Kasi yung standard na yun, guys, hindi nila, ano, what would be the right word? Trade-off. Kasi may trade-off eh.
Yeah.
Diba? Na you achieve this, pero you have to trade-off. Wala kang oras or kaibigan. Diba? Kasi sabi siguro Coach Jeff, Coach Ron na iba na, it's lonely at the top. Bakit? Kasi nga, most of the time, you're focused with work.
Hindi wala. Kasi Coach, slowly at the top kasi hindi ka kasi nagsama. Pwede ka naman magsama.
Ayun. Tama. Tama naman, di ba?
Eh.
Tama naman.
Diba?
Kasi hindi ka nagsama.
Kasi kung ano, di ba? I mean, pwede namang dun sa context mo na lang eh. That's the reason why you partner with the right people na who will, di ba, na hindi,
you can also
hindi
see them
yung
at the
tipong
top.
Hihila. Yes, di ba? Na hindi yung hihilahin ka. Hindi yung you will, at their expense, kailangan maging successful ako.
Uh-oh.
Tama ba? Anyway, right. Because there's a better way. Kasi nga, meron kasing sacrifice na we have to make if you want to be really successful. And sometimes, ano yun, that's very, ano, natural na nangyayari yun, Prof. Eh. You sacrifice family, you sacrifice relationships, you sacrifice your health.
Yeah.
Tama ba?
Even health, so, diba? Yan ang madalas eh. Nagkakasakit na tayo, diba? Hindi ka nakakakain, nakaka-ulcer ka na, no? Parang sa akin, yun ang pinakawalang kwentang sakit eh, ulcer. Mm-hmm. Lalo kung mayamang ka or may kaya ka, tapos may ulcer ka. Bakit? Mm-hmm. Diba? Bakit?
So,
how about you, Coach Jeff? What's your take on that one?
At the end of the day, it's not the money's fault.
Ayan, ganda na lang. Ganda na, Coach Jeff.
Because money is a tool. Which means the money will just, since the money is a tool, para siyang ano, para siyang lapis. Kung anong isulat mo, yun ang magiging resulta. Di ba? Kung nagsusulat ka. Pero hindi kasalanan ng lapis kung ano ang sinulat mo. Ganun din ang pera.
Okay, okay.
Because since money is a tool. So if you understand that money is a tool and you can use it to better parang suit the your needs or the happiness of your family, then magiging ano siya, magiging maganda. Kaya napansin mo guys, mayroong ibang mga simpleng mamamayan. Magkaroon lang, magsama-sama lang sila and they have food on the table, masaya na sila. They're happy. Yeah. But remember, that's still money. The food on the table is still money. Nagkataon lang na maliit.
Yeah.
But they're happy. It's still money.
Yeah.
Napansin nyo? So, you have to define, ano bang, meron kasi tayong wrong, parang misconception na pag sinabing money, laging malaki para sumaya ka. No.
Okay.
Diba? Yeah. Hindi laging ganun. Because even if you are a simpleng mamamayan at masaya ka na with this one, you're satisfied, di ba? You're already happy. But that's still money on the table yung pinreduce mo. Nagkataon lang na maliit lang.
Maliit lang. Okay.
Masaya ka na. Pero tama rin yung sinabi ni Coach Ron tsaka ni Professor Sai, ang mga nagsasabi na hindi ka mapapasaya ng pera na yan, yan yung may mga merong mga repressions. Yan yung mga merong bad experience na nangyari sa kanila.
Diba? Yung mga tipong may pera dati tapos nawala, tapos yan. Na naging miserable.
Tama.
They have a really bad experience. They have a bad relationship with money.
Bad relationship with money. That's the correct term. Meron ding iba na dati, parehas lang kayo, tapos nakita mo, yung kaibigan mo, umangat na ang buhay, pero ikaw the same, parang, wala, hindi yan magiging masaya. Di ba?
Parang yung ganung mentality na instead of matuwa ka sa kapwa mo because he or she achieved so much. Yes, Coach Ron.
Yeah. Coach Ron, go ahead.
Yung tipong, tapos meron ka maririnig na, nagkapera lang yan, yumabang na eh. Diba? Yung mga ganun, di ba?
Madalas yun, Coach Ron. No, guys, for those who are listening, ha?
Subconsciously, Coach Ron and Professor Sai, these people, na yun ang sinasabi, yun ang gusto nila para sumaya sila.
Yeah.
The reason why they're miserable is because subconsciously, that's what I want. But other people have it. Bakit ganun? Diba?
Yeah.
So they justify their emotions. They justify that, hey, money cannot buy happiness, etc., etc. But in reality, if you take a look at it, money is just a tool. Whatever you use with money can either drive you miserably or diba, make you happy with your family. For example, here's an example. Let's say, nagkaroon ka ng critical illness. Tama ba? Nagkataon na wala kang pambayad dun sa critical illness na yun or wala kang health insurance. Would that make your family happy kung ano, maubos lahat ng savings just to chip in? Of course, they'd be happy to save you, but they won't be entirely happy na naubos lahat. Whereas another person na iniisip yung family, hey, because I love you guys, I have set aside money to make sure that whatever happens to my health, we're still happy, I can survive. We can pay for this bill. Di ba masaya yung sasabihin mo dun sa asawa mo, let's say na hospital asawa mo, sasabihin mo sa asawa mo na, huwag kang mag-alala, yung bill natin nasa 300,000 ma. Don't worry, I got you.
Oh my God. Sarap naman. Don't worry, I got you. No,
kaysa sa Coach Ron at Professor Sai.
Yes, Coach.
Bakit ka kasi nagkasakit? Sinasabi ko naman sa iyo na dapat hindi mo na ginawa yan. Tapos ngayon, saan tayo kukuha ng pera? O anong gagawin natin?
Sisihan. Sisihan. Yan pinakamadaling gawin, Coach Ron, Coach Jeff. Diba yung malisi?
At saka coaches, I think one of the things na madalas pinag-aawayan ng spouses or, di ba, na magka-relasyon is money.
Pero, mas
maraming nag-aaway dahil wala silang pera kaysa doon sa nag-aaway sila dahil meron silang pera.
Oo, no? Parang mas masarap na nag-aaway kayo dahil hindi nyo alam paano gagastusin yung pera nyo, no?
Oo.
Kasi mag-aaway kayo dahil wala kayong pera, no?
Right.
Yes, that's right. So, importante guys na maintindihan nyo that money is a tool. And if you know how to use that tool, it can make your life happy.
Kung happier. Marunong kang siguro, happier, coach, yeah. happier.
I like that word. Happier.
Diba? Kasi, syempre, if you have the ability to help other people with the money that you have, it will make your life more, happier. Mm-hmm. Tama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you have the ability to share, you can make your life happier and the lives of other people happier as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, napansin nyo, pag niliteral mo kasi yung can money really buy happiness, natural, di ba? Binibili mo ang kasayahan? Hindi, hindi ganoon. Di ba? Nagkataon lang na you have money at nabili mo to for convenience to make your life happier. Yan.
Happier, yeah.
Kasi coach, tama yung sinabi. Yun nga, yun yung, I think yun yung tamang term. Money can buy things that will make you happier.
Happier.
Kasi kung hindi ka, for example, coach, meron naman time na, especially yung nag-uumpisa pa lang tayo, coach, 20 years ago, pareho naman tayo, walang pera.
Yeah.
Tama ba?
Masaya naman tayo.
Oh, masaya naman tayo.
Masaya naman tayo. Oh, totoo yun, di ba, coach? Tama ba? Chef?
Tama.
I mean, we had problems. Right. We had lots of adversities. Pero as Pinoys, di ba, yun nga yung tinasabi natin, coach, Prof. Sai, di ba, yung tipong dapat tinatawanan lang natin yung problema.
Yeah,
No, so very important 'yun. And minsan it's alam mo I had a client, no, a high net worth client to coach and one time sinishare niya sa akin, you know what? You know the difference between being wealthy and wealthy and rich tsaka yung poor.
Yep.
It's not really much. You know why? Kasi whether you're rich or you're poor, when you're sick, you're gonna be miserable. Diba? Kaya meron ka maririnig sa mga, 'di ba? Yung mga medyo matatanda na. Kaya sabihin na natin, sabihin, 'di ba, yung tipong okay lang na walang masyadong pera pero basta healthy. Kasi sila yung mga nakaranas na ng maraming pera tapos biglang nagkasakit.
Yeah.
Then guess what? Just imagine if you don't have much money, you don't have a fighting chance in the hospital, right?
Especially right now, Coach Ron, 'di ba? Na pandemic tayo, 'di ba? Even if you have money, baka, like what you were saying before, baka maubos lang yan, di ba? Because of the pandemic, yeah.
Right, let me give you an example, no? Coaches, no? One time, konti lang naman nakakaalam nito. Pero, coach, parang siguro I think mga few months ago, like 2 months ago, dumaan kami ni Mrs. Dun sa sinortkatan namin yung kung saan kami dati nakatira.
Okay.
As in yung apartment namin na yun, as in, makikita mo doon yung mga, alam mo yun, sa backyard, yung parang dirty kitchen, yung nakikipagtitigan sa yung mga malalaking daga. Mga diba? Really. And, meron time na we were so broke at that time na, ito, ano na yun, anniversary, I think it was her birthday. And we didn't have much. Guess what? You know what? We didn't have much. Pero sabi ko sa kanya, lika, ano tayo? Jollibee tayo.
Wow.
And sabi niya, alam mo, umiiyak siya na nandun ako sa counter. You know why? Kasi nagbibilang ako ng, nagbabayad ako using yung tigpipiso na ipon ko dun sa alkansya. I mean, I was paying what? I don't know, like, 600 pesos na tigpo 100 ay tigpipiso. And sabi niya hindi ka ba nahihiya na tigpipiso yung
binabayad
mo. Sabi ko ba't naman ako mahihiya, pinagtrabahuhan ko yan, hindi ka ba proud na meron pa tayong pang birthday mo
yun,
diba? Diba? Kasi kung yun yung ibig ko sabihin, diba? I mean, we have to find ways. It's our responsibility to be happy.
Yes.
Tama ba? Regardless whether you have money or not, it is your responsibility to be happy. Tama ba? Mm. So very, very important yun. Yun na.
Kumbaga, going by that line of thinking, well, guys, no, makikita natin, happiness is really more of a choice. It's a decision. Tama. Kasi kung, let us say, if you're saying na money can't buy you happiness, are you saying kung wala kang pera, magiging happy ka rin? Ganito rin. May nabasa ako article one time. Bakit daw ang mga mahihirap, hindi sila natatakot yumaman? Pero bakit daw ang mga mayayaman natatakot maging mahirap? Diba? Mm-hmm. So again, sabi ko, it's all about what? Mindset pa din.
Right.
But for those na nanggaling na dun sa mahirap na sitwasyon, tapos umangat sila, kahit bumalik sila sa ganung kahirap na sitwasyon, hindi na sila matatakot eh.
Yeah.
Kasi it's not something alien to them.
Yeah.
It's not something alien to them.
Kasi hindi ko ikaw mamatayan.
Correct. Correct. Diba? Kasi we've been there. Para tayo, Coach Ron, Coach Jeff, yeah. Diba? We're not saying that we have so much, but if ever na may experience natin yung ganung sitwasyon, ang blessing kasi doon, alam na natin kung anong gagawin. Kasi we've been in that situation eh.
Yeah,
tama. Diba? It's not something na bago sa atin. Ang makakagandahan lang, we now know it better na galing na ako dyan, alam ko na kung anong gagawin ko. So it's just a matter of time na kung may experience ko yan, I know I can bounce back easily. And it happened to us, diba? Nangyari yan sa'yo, Coach Sean. When you were telling na at one point na naging, you were so broke. But since, alam mo kasi yung sarili mo eh. Diba? Coach Jeff, ganun ka din naman, diba? We're not saying na you have to be broke, diba? But what we're saying here, guys, it's always a decision eh. Diba? Mm-hmm. It's always a decision. Sa akin, it's a mindset, diba?
Talking about being broke, Prof. Sai, Coach Jeff, you know, it's okay to be broke, pero it's never okay to be broken. Yeah.
Being
broken is being devastated, being ano na, yan nga yung miserable, you have accepted diba, you're not going to be okay, diba? Yung sitwasyon mo, diba? So very very important 'yon talaga. You know, one thing, no, Coach, no? Anong binabayad mo, Coach, pag bumibili ka ng Chicken Joy? Di ba pera?
Tama.
Di ba? Siyempre, pera pang babae. Imbis naman, di naman pwedeng, di ba? So, ibig sabihin. Pero that's being literal, right?
Yeah,
diba?
That's
being literal.
Right. So, ang maganda rin dito, guys, it's extremely important to know how to use money so that it can help you become happier. Diba? You gotta know how to spend that money to make your family happier. Now, ano ba yung mga tips na pwede natin ibigay dyan, mga Professor Sai and Coach Ron?
Yeah, sige. Right? I like that.
Ako number one tip, Coach. If you want money, you know, number one na kailangan it. So, sinabi na ni Prof Sai kanina, mindset eh. Pero, it's very common. I haven't seen someone na naging prosperous na reklamador.
Oh, yeah.
Tama ba? Diba? Coaches, no? Diba? Kasi pag sinali ka reklamador, hindi ka grateful, lagi ka nalang may problema, lahat ng solusyon, hinanapan mo ng problema.
Oo. Baliktad.
Tama ba?
Oo, tama. Diba? I like that, Coach. Ako, Sean.
Right.
Yan.
What about you, Professor?
Okay, sa akin naman kasi, lalo pag ang pinag-usapan pera, ako ano eh, simpleng-simple lang ang mindset ko dyan, guys eh. You wanna be happy? Share mo lang. Ganun lang kasimple. Share mo lang siya. Hindi mo kailangan talagang malaki. And that's one of the things I've learned sa father ko when we were growing up, ng kapatid ko. I mean, hindi naman kami mayaman, hindi rin naman kami mahirap. But the thing that I like with my dad is an Ilocano. And I think hindi totoo na pag Ilocano ka, kuripot ka. Kasi never ko siya nakakita na pag hindi totoo. Siguro, maybe siguro for some day. It's just a word na kuripot or matipid. Siguro matipid. But never ko kasi nakita ng tatay ko na nagkuripot siya. So, when friends or family or relatives would come to him, sasabihin ng tatay ko, sige, ano bang may tutulong ko? Sabi niya, manong lito kasi may babayaran ganito. Bawala kasi mga 2,000 pesos. Sasabihin niya, sige, yung 1,000 ako na. O bahala ka na dun sa kalahati, ha? O at least natulungan kita. Then he would explain it to me. Alam mo na, kasi mas masarap ang tumutulong.
Nice.
Hindi man natin may bigay yung kailangan niya, pero nakatulong tayo kahit paano. Masarap na yun na tayo yung tumutulong kaysa tayo yung tinutulungan. It's not much, but we were able to help. Kaya doon ko nakita, Coach Ron, Coach Jeff, na ang mga magulang or yung pera, hindi mo talaga kailangan sobrang laki or talagang napakalaki, 'di ba? Minsan nga pansinin niyo, pag sinabi mo pa nga na saka na lang ako tutulong pag may pera ako. Guess what? Never ka talaga magkakapera kasi ang thinking mo ano eh, scarcity pa din eh.
Naging conditional pa rin eh,
'di ba? Naging conditional. Parang kumbaga, the only way for you tutulong kasi kung meron kang makukuha in return. Kaya nangyayari ngayon, hindi mo rin na siya na-achieve.
So ako naman, tama yung mga sinabi ninyo. Just to summarize lahat ng mga shinare natin ngayon, we can summarize it into 3 tips on how you can use money na gawin mong tool to make your life happier. Isa na doon, yun nga, you spend money to add value to others. Ibig sabihin, yun nga, you share, kagaya ng sinabi ni Coach Ron tsaka ni Professor Sai. You want to be happy with your money? You share it. If there's a bill, let's say, kumain kayo sa labas with your friends and you're happy to pay for that bill,
yeah.
Guess what? It makes you happy. Tama? Hey, I'd be happy to take care of this bill. Then pag may lumapit na friend, I'd be happy to do this. When you give gifts, kagaya ni Professor Sai, grabe, tsaka ni Coach Ron, mahilig magbigay ng mga regalo kung ano-ano. Diba? Yung mga ano, expensive stuff, watches, wines, diba? Mga alcohols, mga cars, bigyan nyo naman ako ng car. Joke lang. Diba? So, it makes you happy, right? When you see other people become happy. Tama ba? We have a caller here.
Yun. Oh, nice. We have the first caller. Yeah. Sige,
our
Coach
first
Jeff.
Caller for today, papasukin natin si Alan Pauco. Ayan. Alan Pauco.
Yes, papasukin natin. Si Sir Alan. Kaka-graduate. Yeah. Kaka-graduate.
Sa MCB, no? At saka siya rin yung lucky raffle winner, no? Yan.
Yep. That's right. That's right.
Right.
And habang nagkoconnect si Sir Alan, we'd be happy na makausap natin siya live. Sir Alan, you are now live.
Yeah, please.
Go ahead,
please.
And video open cam. Your camera so that we can see you and you can see us.
Very first time ko mag- can you hear me?
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, okay. Sir Alan, thank you for being in the show. We're happy. Alan, huh?
Yes.
Thanks.
Happy to have you here.
Yeah, really.
That's right.
To share the platform with you guys. So first off, thanks ng weekend for the sharing on our masterclass. So I think just to share on this, just to piggyback on the idea, I think something that I learned and I keep saying to my friends and clients is yung money, kasi parang lagi itong natatanong, especially as you grow older. For me kasi money will only amplify kung ano yung tayo. If we're good and we're bad,
nice.
It will change. Yeah. I will not change, but it will just amplify. Kung mabait ka, then for sure, if you have more money, then you will share, right? If you're not that good, then if you have more money, you'll be, parang problema sa lipunan. Because for me, happiness is subjective. Money can parang aid you achieve your goal, can put in control. Pwede rin namang hindi, right? But there's really no guarantee. And sometimes you'll only know kapag nandun ka na. Very basic yung mga bagay na pwedeng gusto natin today, right? We think that I want this thing today, but 3-4 years, hindi ko na siya gusto, right? Mm. That's why it's really, parang sa akin yung contentment and happiness is really the key. And also, same thing, contentment and happiness changes with time, for sure. Kaya kung hindi ka talaga masaya, gaya lang lagi yung sinasabi, kung sa isip mo hindi ka masaya, tama ka. Kung masaya ka, tama ka pa rin.
Iyon, ganda na sinabi ni Sir Alan. Oh.
Tsaka nagustuhan ko dun, coaches, yung sinabi ni Sir Alan, yung pagiging happy, no? Minsan it changes, di ba? Huwag lang machi-change na happy tayo, yung happy wife. Kasi, mahirap yun. Di ba? Happily married pa naman kami ni Coach Jeff. Di ba? Happy sila, married kami.
Yun, isama nila ako doon. Di ba? Kasama na rin tayo doon, di ba?
Thank you very much, Sir Alan.
Thank you, Sir Alan. We appreciate it for dropping by. Maraming salamat.
Appreciate it. Fantastic. Thank you very much, Sir Alan.
Good luck.
Right.
Oh, so, pero coaches. Coach, dagdag ko lang.
Coach,
I think, which I really wanted to tell you guys earlier, na one thing that makes us really happy when we have money is when this is shared with others that we love.
Yeah, that's right.
Tama ba? No? If this is normally kung bagay lang yung binili mo, short-lived yan eh.
Yeah.
Diba? Kumpara, bagong t-shirt, bagong ano, or a gift, diba? Masaya ka lang pag after one day na nagamit mo na, yun ang pagsasawaan na. Pero yung memories, diba? Yung memories, yung when you go on trips, when you surprise someone na kahit cheap lang yung regalo mo, pero pinaghirapan mo yun, diba? It's not really about having much. It's really, ano ba yung impact nung ginawa mo? Tama ba? With what you have, how much impact did you make dun sa para sumaya ka, para sumayo yung mahal mo sa buhay, no? What do you think, guys? Okay ba yan? Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Ganda nung comfort. Comfort, yan.
So, pag sinummarize natin yan, pag sinummarize natin lahat ng discussion natin, it all boils down into three aspects. Number one, you spend money for convenience and comfort, diba? It will make your life happier. You spend money so that you can share it with others. It will make your life happier and the lives of other people happier.
Mm-hmm.
And then you spend money to gain experiences, happy memories. Those experiences with your family. That's how to use money and spend it so that you can live a happier life. Diba? Remember, money is a tool. But if you can spend it on those three things, comfort and convenience, sharing it with others, and getting those experiences, you spend money for experience and getting good memories because of that experience, it will make your life happier. And with that, sana marami kayong natutunan. We are always here for you guys. And that is it for today's episode. If you think we were able to add value to you guys, then spread the word to your friends and to your teammates. You can also follow Always Be Closing Academy on all social media platforms. Feel free to message us for any questions or if you feel that you would like to enroll in any of our value-adding programs. We'll see you guys again next week. Tune in next time only here at the Always Be Closing Thursday Thunder Talk Show. My name is Coach Jeff Luspo.
And this is Coach Ron C. Of course, along with Professor Sai.
And remember,
always be closing!